Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Shabbos 148, story from the Gemara, Agadata time, story time. I love Agadata. I love stories, different things, expositions, ideas we can learn, especially from how the sages worked, especially from how they went about and how they involved themselves and conducted themselves. Fascinating different stories. Let's look at today's on 148a. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, a scholar, interesting how he goes by his grandmother's name, Rabba, the son of really his great grandmother Chana, which is interesting in Gemara. A lot of times they really go by Ben this, Ben that, the son of this guy, the son of this guy, but here, not. Very interesting. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, a scholar who resided in Israel, once came to visit Pompadis, a very famous area outside of Israel, mentioned very often in the Gemara. However, while there, he did not go to attend the lecture given by Rav Yehuda, the head of the local academy. Seeking to draw his presence, Rav Yehuda sent Ada, his attendant, to Rabba Bar Bar Chana and instructed him, "Go confiscate his cloak until he comes." So the official went and confiscated his cloak. Rabba Bar Bar Chana then came to the lecture, found Rav Yehuda expounding that we may not set a broken bone on the Shabbos. Hearing this, Rabba Bar Bar Chana said to Rav Yehuda, "So said Rav Chana from Baghdad, in the name of Shmuel, the law is that we may indeed set a broken bone." Rav Yehuda replied to him, "Behold, Chana's hours and Shmuel's hours. They both reside here in Babylonia. And yet until you came and related this to me, I had not heard it. Now, is it not right that I had your garment confiscated?" The notes point out, had you not come, we would not have learned this from you. So it was worth it that I did this so that you could come, as Rashi points out. Brings to mind the idea that sometimes we realize that we're in the right place at the right time. We're always understanding in theory, theoretically, we should know and we should understand and we should take it to heart that HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yirat Shemayim, everything is in God's hands. There's divine providence. We talked about this at length in one of the previous lectures in the lecture series with me, with Reb T. But in general, Hashem always guides us. Hashem is always involved with us. Hashem directs us. But sometimes it's very easy, very simple to see how this could be. It's very obvious and very profound how we are known that we're in the right place at the right time. How would I know when I went to the Tachanan Israel, I would run into one of my best friends from 20 years ago? How would I know that if I went to shul on this day, I never go to this minyan, I went to 8 o'clock minyan and I ran into my friend I haven't seen in 15 years, pure hashkacha pratis. How would I know that if I hit the alarm only two times, I would hit the train exactly at the moment it came? Usually it's 5 minutes early, sometimes it's 5 minutes late. Today it came exactly at that time. Just as this person in this story came, and it was known, made known to him by the lecturer that he needed to be there to clarify such a statement, so too in our own lives we should realize we're put in the right place at the right time, especially in different circumstances, situations, for a specific reason, as per the hand of Hashem. Try to find Hashem, try to think about Hashem, realize that Hashem is always present, always guiding you in everything you do, especially on a way you want to go, Hashem will lead you, and then you realize He really is guiding you everywhere, every day, every moment of your life. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 149 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.